Hello, my name is Sarah Fraser O'Brien, and this is the More with Jesus podcast. Day 8. God and you. Towards the end of yesterday's reflection, we pondered this question. What is it that God is bringing about in you through your baptism that is so important and deserving of your attention? To have any hope of answering that, we must first identify another principle. It is this: as far as God is concerned, you are the only person who exists. Of course, we need to explain how such a seemingly ridiculous statement can be made. Once again, use your imagination. Think of every human being who has ever existed, does exist, or will exist as a single group all gathered in an admittedly vast space. Now imagine that you are up front, looking back at this group. It extends right back further than the eye can see. You are aware of the group as a single entity, which you name in your mind as all human beings. You are aware of the whole, even though you cannot see the whole. It is an intellectual concept and not a practical one. Then imagine that you notice someone you love, a spouse, a relative, or a friend. All of a sudden, that person is the only one you see. You may be vaguely aware of the enormous multitude surrounding them, but all your focus is now on that one person. You give them all your attention and fade out everyone else. That is part of the human limitation. We can be aware of the group and engage with it as such, but we can only give our full attention to one person at a time. Our attention will either be divided among a number of people or entirely given to one. God does not have this problem. God can give his full attention to the group, and God can give the whole of his attention to every single individual in that group, as if they were the only person who has ever or will ever exist. God's attention is not divided. You get all of God's attention, and so does the person next to you, and the person next to him or her, and so on. If we try hard, we can imagine that, even though we cannot do it ourselves. More tomorrow. Take a moment to think about what is being said in today's reflection. Perhaps pray for a few moments. Simply say to God what is on your heart or mind.